Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
How many know we're here to help? It's not about me, church. It's not about, right? Have we gotten past that? It's not about me. It's about helping others and laying our agendas down and whatever we think, right? And letting God have His way in every area. And as Pastor Tillman was singing this morning with her beautiful daughter, God gave me a word. And He said this. He said, "The powers of darkness have been broken over your life." We need to say that. The powers of darkness have been broken over my life. Did you know that Jesus went? The Bible talks about how he was crucified and then He descended. But on the third day, what? He rose again. And see what He did, what happened in between there? The Bible says that He went and He took back.
That's right.
Right? The keys to death and hell and the grave. So therefore, church, the powers of darkness have been broken over my finances, over my body, over sickness, over mental stress and strain and torment, over every situation. There, I'm just telling you, see, Jesus, it was dark. It was dark. It grew very dark in that hour. And He's crying on the cross. How many remember? I mean, there's a separation that took place and it becomes darkness came in. But see, the breakthrough, have you ever watched a sunset, a sunrise?
Yes.
A sunrise. It's dark until that moment of break, daybreak, daybreak. It breaks through, the light breaks through the darkness. Jesus breaks through the grave. The stone is rolled away. He's risen. Glory to God. He said, it's I who, what? He said, I who is alive. I was dead, but I live forevermore. He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Therefore, I say, the powers, come on, of darkness are broken over my life. Can we say that one more time? You're getting it. You need to say it. You know, you'll have what you say. You'll have what you decree. If you just think you're a big target, you know, I know we're doing great things because the devil's mad, but you can't focus on that. I hear a lot of Christians, this is how their testimony goes. See, don't try to justify. Don't try to reason. Reasoning is a terrible thing. It is. Reasoning will get you skimming off the books. Reason will get you into an affair. Reasoning. See, when pressure comes, there's a triangle that I've seen my CPA do, and I've seen this in the church realm. I've seen this in the corporate realm. There's a triangle. Picture a triangle. On one leg of the triangle, it says the word pressure. How many are under pressure? We're going to see if you're a candidate for a bear trap that the devil wants to set for you. But be not afraid, church. God is ordering your steps because the powers of darkness have been broken over our lives. Now listen, on one triangle, there's pressure. Who's a candidate? You don't have to raise your hand. Pressure, pressure, pressure gets good people to make bad choices. Pressure. Then the other side of that triangle, the second leg over here, is opportunity. Opportunity. Well, you know, she's a pretty secretary and she's working and we're working late hours and we have to get the job done. And we have to share a meal because we're hungry. And we reason out that, hey, you know, my wife isn't really there for me anyway. She doesn't understand me like you do. Come on. Isn't that how it happens? And so opportunity for the enemy has to be removed. If you just go around all day saying, hey, I'm a Christian, therefore I expect to have all these problems. You got to shift those words. He's trying like he's trying whom he may devour, not whom he can. He got to get your permission. He's been defeated. He's been declawed. He's been detoothed. He got nothing. You are not a walking target. Stop that. It feels good because you're like, how do I explain this mess? Pressure, Then it comes opportunity. Opportunity, the test, the choice. Whom, choose whom this day you shall serve. Whom shall you serve? As for me and my house, Joshua says, we shall serve the Lord. The test comes. The crossroad comes. The choice comes. Every day, in every way. It's not Satan just able to do whatever he wants. You choose. Keep your emotions in check. You choose to get out of check. You choose to allow your imagination run wild. You choose what you watch and listen to, what goes in and out. You choose what report you're going to believe when the bad report comes. You choose every day. And then finally, on the bottom side of the triangle, there's reasoning. So you've got this. Well, you do know, after all, God knows our heart. We're shacked up this way, but you know, he knows my heart. You begin to reason against the word of God. And it's the same way in your finances. And I'm led by the Lord today to say that the powers of darkness have been broken. Not gonna be. I'm just waiting on a breakthrough. I'm telling you, you're gonna be waiting for a long time when we're all sitting around the throne room. What are you waiting for? It's been done. It is finished. We are living ambassadors, walking epistles, read of all men. Mount up. Come, am I right? Isn't it true? That triangle can be applied. Check yourself. That's why the Bible says, judge yourself. Judge yourself, not each other. Judge your. I got plenty to judge of my own, right? You'll never see me say, oh, I'm a hot mess. What you say and decree, you'll be. Well, you know, I'm just doing so much for Jesus that the devil just eats my lunch every day. Kick him out. He doesn't have the authority. Did you not hear? How can I sing this song about the victory that I carry? Oh, because it was given to me. The authority by Jesus. Not in vain. Not in vain. Not for someday in the sweet by and by. He says, for in this life, you'll have the victory. So decree. One more time, church, over me. Ready? The powers of darkness have been broken over me. I meant to say two more, so let's go one more because, like, you mean it this time. Ready? The powers of darkness have been broken over me, over my family, over my life, over my finances, over my thoughts, over my body, over my county, over my city, over my state. In the name of Jesus, the powers of darkness have been broken, broken, utterly crushed. Crushed in Jesus' name. That's what the victory is. Amen. Are you ready to give? I'm going to go do kids' church. I'm so excited I get to go upstairs and teach. So you're going to hear the announcements. I want you to listen as we give. We just ordered all the air conditioning units. It's about $200,000. I had to put, so the guy says, I want a deposit. What do you think that means? Not anymore. Like you think, I'm going to give you 25% maybe. That's like, 75% deposit. That's how they do now, right? No joke. I'm telling you, no joke. So anyway, so we did the deposits and all that's done. And we're putting in the air conditioning units for our gymnasium so that we can have something called Open Gym. How many understand he who wins souls is wise? There's many other benefits, but the benefit that I'm after is the Open Gym concept. Open Gym goes like this. You stay through. I got about 100 kids to 150 every day. Between the aftercare, right? Every day. They stay through because I found the bait to get their attention. It's called gym, open gym, right? Aftercare, whatever. And so we provide tutoring because you got to get them emotionally and mentally, right? You got to get those grades. It's important. That's what we are, a school. We're educating their soul. We feed them, right? I'm going to need help. We have help. You should see my little helpers running around. We're tossing sandwiches like as quick as we can to get, so they can all get fed and get back into Open Gym. But the two-thirds we got, but their spirit. Their spirits need, how many know they need more? We need more. It's only so much you can do around a basketball or a volleyball. There's only so much time I can do it over an esports or whatever they want to do. Their minds are not there. They're not there. After we feed them at 6 o'clock on Open Gym Day, we want to go into praise and worship, raising up a praise and worship team. And now we have the music. Do you know what the music is for? It prepares the anesthesia. It prepares even you. It prepares us for the presence. It prepares us for a visitation. That's what you're opening up the floodgates of your heart. the hardness of your heart. You're allowing the ground to, you're getting soft. Your defenses come down in the music and the worship, right? Some people are, everyone's on a different journey where you are in your worship, but as that music, didn't it feel, you just feel better. Come on, it's uplifting. And eventually where we want to bring you is right into that throne room for an encounter. That's where you want to be. So wherever you are, right? But it helps, and especially with young people today. So the music has to go louder and longer. It just is what it's louder and longer. And so we're preparing for that. And then the word of God. All this has to happen by 8 o'clock because I got to be home in my PJs by 8:30, right? Because I got to, it's a thing. My chair starts calling me. I've been working since 6 o'clock. Come on. We need help. I'm going to need some help. Just telling you. Open gym will be on Thursdays. We won't compete with other churches. We won't compete with other sports. Thursday seems to be a pocket night that we can, so we can get their souls saved. And then we have people like Johnny Ortiz right there. He's like, I'll drive him home. I'll take them home. I got big vans. You should see the beautiful vans we bought. I think we have at least 5 now, right? We're trying to get another one this week. Beautiful, high top, 15 passenger, like luxury airport vans. They're new. They're beautiful. We just bought, yes, thank you. Isn't, when I sing he's good, he is good. Amen. In the midst of COVID, we grew. Out of a flood and through everything else, we've grown. And we continue because we're on God's assignment. Amen. Be not dismayed. Don't go by what it looks like today. You say the powers of darkness are defeated over every area of my ministry, my marriage, my life. Amen. My children. And so to end with that, we'll have people drive these kids home because at 8 o'clock, they all sit there with the little puppy dog eyes. You've told them 10 times, call your mother. And they, for whatever reason, they didn't get their ride. They don't get their ride. And they tell, right? They tell us last minute, I'm going to walk. What do you mean you're going to walk? What? Where are you going to go? No, you're not. Not on my, come on, church. Come on. They want to be there that bad. They want the word. They want the fellowship. We have coaches. We have mentors. We have females there, males there. We have it all covered. We need a little bit of extra help. Amen. It's coming. Month of October, I'm going to start launching Open Gym. And you'll know what that means. It's youth church. We're planting youth church. Come on, give the Lord a round of applause. We are starting and claiming youth church. The ecclesia is not the four walls. The ecclesia, the church, is us. It's what's going on inside that gym, inside this tradition worship center. It's what's going on inside your home, not the walls. We love you. We're going to give now because we're going to see this thing finished out. And with or without, I want to give you an opportunity. God's moving. He's doing it. We're not beggars, we're believers, but I want to give you an opportunity to sow into something mighty and powerful. It's happening with or without the walls, with or without the air conditioning, is it not? They don't care. They don't care. So let's just do this. Let's get it right. Let's do it with the spirit of excellence. Let's have the best that we possibly can to facilitate God's anointing and his house. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you as this offering comes that you would multiply it, multiply it. Seed, seed. You hear the report of the Lord. Blessing and increase to every hand that gives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.